Community, State, and Nation. $3.7 million. Amount in American Legion Legacy Scholarships disbursed through May 2020 to 401 children of U.S. military personnel who died or became over 50% disabled on active duty since 9/11. 100. Minimum number of attendees at Homestead, Florida, American Legion Post 43 for a socially distanced birthday celebration in honor of Pearl Harbor survivor and World War II Navy veteran John E. Hatcher. Legionnaires, police officers, firefighters, and other first responders were among the well-wishers. 250,000. Protective face masks donated to the American Legion from Taiwan in a ceremony in Washington, D.C. on July 28th. American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford received the gift from Taiwan Ambassador Bai Kim Hsiao and quickly sent 10,000 of the masks to the soldiers' home in Holyoke, Massachusetts, for use by residents and staff there. 750,000. Minimum number of VA benefits claims applications in process at any one time for veterans using free assistance from accredited American Legion service officers. 2,000. Minimum number of people who registered and began logging miles in the first week after the national 100 Miles for Hope campaign launched August 3rd to raise awareness of the American Legion Veterans and Children Foundation. The program offers participants the opportunity to walk, run, swim, motorcycle, bicycle, or propel themselves however they wish for 100 miles through November 11th. Registrants receive a moisture-wicking shirt, and finishers may download, customize, and print a certificate of completion. Register for 100 Miles for Hope, legion.org/emblem sales. Donate to the American Legion Veterans and Children Foundation, legion.org/donate. I went out to all our normal donors and said, "Look, we can't do a ride right now, but that doesn't take into account that these children still need help with their education. Our chapter alone, we collected $19,000. That is only through donations, through the members donating themselves and our corporate donors that we have. We can't say, well, this year we can't help you out because of COVID. We have to continue pushing forward and doing the best we can. It's important to us to ensure that we donate money so these children will have a chance at a higher education." Richland County, South Carolina, American Legion Riders Chapter 6 Director LZ Harrison on local efforts to keep the Legacy Scholarship Fund growing, even though the pandemic forced the cancellation of its biggest annual fundraiser, the National American Legion's Legacy Run. 50. Apple iPads purchased and delivered July 30th to the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, thanks to an $18,000 American Legion Operation Comfort Warriors grant. The iPads will be used to help patients communicate safely with family and loved ones during the COVID-19 pandemic. 100. U.S. flags flown from 90 Kansas American Legion Riders motorcycles in a memorial procession to honor former Army Sergeant Justin Hicks, who died July 17th after suffering with traumatic brain injury from an improvised explosive device blast during one of his 3 combat deployments in the War on Terrorism. American Legion and VBA team up for tele-town hall meeting. We want our veterans to know that VA is truly changing. VA Undersecretary for Benefits Paul Lawrence said in an August 12th tele-town hall meeting co-hosted by the American Legion, "We are far from perfect, but we are better today than we were just a few years ago." American Legion Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission Chairman Ralph Bozella joined the Veterans Benefits Administration's top official in leading the event, during which veterans across the country expressed their thoughts on issues ranging from benefit decision delays to Agent Orange to Legion-supported PAWS Act legislation that would provide puppies, future service animals, for veterans coping with post-traumatic stress disorder. I appreciate the Undersecretary's accessibility and his work to make VBA more transparent and easier to understand, Bozzella said. To me, he's brought a whole new level of transparency to veterans' benefits. These types of town halls are the events that can and do make a difference in the lives of veterans. Caption: American Legion Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission Chairman Ralph Bozzella. End of caption. From national to you. Get out the vote. The American Legion encourages active participation in the democratic process as a part of responsible citizenship. For a century, the nonpartisan organization has encouraged local posts to serve their communities as venues for candidate forums and polling places. To assist local American Legion family efforts to drive voter registration and participation, National Headquarters offers Vote America, an updated publication that provides guidance to conduct local Get Out the Vote campaigns. The guide strongly reminds Legionnaires to maintain nonpartisan neutrality in election activities. As a federally chartered veterans service organization, the American Legion cannot endorse any candidate, coordinate activities, or provide financial support to a candidate. Download the booklet online, legion.org/vote, 317-630-1203. Legiontown, USA. Legiontown, USA is a national web platform that allows members to post stories and images on a variety of topics, including volunteering, to share ways in which posts are selflessly serving their communities, My U.S. Flag, to show American Legion family respect for the colors of our country, My WW2 Story, to honor the Greatest Generation for the 75th anniversary of World War II's end, Why I Love My Post, to share with others the passion Legionnaires have for the organization, 100 Miles for Hope, to document ways in which members are taking a healthy path to help the American Legion Veterans and Children Foundation, Women Veterans, to highlight the service of female military personnel and veterans, Boys State, baseball, oratorical contest, and youth scholarships. Submissions are edited for clarity and reviewed for legal compliance. Postings are easily shared on social media with one click at the bottom of each story. Legion.org/Legiontown.